This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, you guys know all about Cable's Pub and Grill. I mean, like I said, you don't need me to tell you about them. You've been there before. If you are in the vicinity, if you're in our listening range, you know you've been to Cable's Pub and Grill. I'm just here to remind you. Mondays, all-you-can-eat spaghetti for $5.95. That is a perfect way to start the week at Cable's Pub and Grill. Just to give you a heads up for tomorrow, Burger Madness for $9.99. They have great deals, great specials going on. That's Cable's Pub and Grill. Be sure to tell them I sent you here from the whole show. I got gift cards we're going to be giving away throughout the weeks here on the whole show, so you don't want to miss that opportunity. And a little birdie tells me we might recharge Top Text Tuesday. I don't know yet. I'm just curious if the Hooligans can bring it, if we can get the text that we need to bring back Top Text Tuesday. I'm not sure yet. We're jumping into 3 hours, 11 to 2 now every single day. So we certainly want the Hooligans to be a part of that, help make the show better. But, you know, we'll see how that one works out. Joining me now, Tim Cassidy, Senior Associate Athletic Director and Chief of Staff for Colorado State Football. Tim, I had a chance to catch up with Tim at Weldworks, one of our sponsors here, oh gosh, a few months ago. Just great to sit down and chat with him for a bit. Tim, my friend, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Well, thanks, Brady. Enjoyed visiting with you and enjoyed our time in Greeley. Really was great. I haven't been there in a long, long time. And beautiful community, and right down the road from Fort Collins.
Well, and you guys are making the rounds. You're still making the rounds. I saw Coach Norvell on the Rockies game yesterday, so he was sitting in for the broadcast. He might have a future career broadcast in the Rockies games, too.
I know it. first off, he goes out there and throws the heat, and then
that's right.
And then after the game got going on, he was on, I think he's going to be a TV broadcaster at that point.
Man, yeah. I mean, what did you think of that first pitch of his, by the way? What did you think? I mean, in all honesty,
well,
was it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, he was kind of disappointed because he really wanted to throw from the mound. And, you know, basically they kind of narrowed it down a little bit for him. But Saturday we had a football camp here on campus, and he was out there warming up and looked like he can throw the ball pretty good.
I know he's competitive, too. So next time, let's get him out on the mound for the full thing, all right? Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
Tim,
I hope we have a good opportunity again. What a beautiful stadium. And, you know, we're there for Rams Day with the Rockies, and they were a great group of Rams there, and it was awesome.
Well, and again, I think that that's so great what you guys are doing. Like you said, you and I talked at Weldworks in Greeley. I know before that you were in different spots throughout the state. You see Jay Norvell popping out, throwing the first pitch, jumping on the broadcast. I just think that it's that kind of stuff. And I know some programs do, maybe even the bare minimum, but man, you guys have just been all over the place. And I got to tell you, my circle of CSU fans and the network there, people are just so excited about what you guys have been doing off the field. And I think that just leads up to what's going to be happening on the field pretty soon. Next couple of days, we get to see you guys in action.
Yeah,
practice.
Our players actually report, even though they've been here most of the summer, on August 4th, and we'll actually start practice on August the 5th. And kind of back up to what you were talking to, you know, what Coach and them are doing in the community. You know, I love it because I've been around a long, long, long time. And, you know, the more our coaches and our players can have visibility and connect with our community, the better it's going to be for everybody. I think people gain a lot. We've got some great coaches, Coach Norvell, leadership and the direction that Joe Parker's got us going here is amazing. So just having our coaches get out and people meeting them face-to-face and seeing what kind of people they are, I think it's going to affect the kind of people that are going to come to the games and want to be participating and watch us play.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, you shake your hand, you shake Coach Norvell's hand, any of these guys, and you're like, wow, this is it's genuine. You can feel it. You can feel not only that excitement, but just, you know, wanting to be around this community and really build into it. Tim, can you tell us about your relationship with Coach Norvell and your title, Senior Associate Athletic Director, Chief of Staff for CSU Football? Kind of give our listeners maybe that aren't so familiar with you and what your role is, maybe just kind of educate them a bit.
Yeah, so I'll just kind of back it up. And, you know, I started off at coaching a small college and ended up going to Texas A&M, ended up becoming a recruiting coordinator and did that for a little bit. And then I went to Florida as recruiting coordinator and then came back to Texas A&M as an associate AD for football, and then went on to Nebraska for 4 years, and then went back to A&M, which ended up spending 23 years of my 41 years in college football at A&M, then went to Arizona State for 10 years prior to coming here. Coach Norvell and I worked together at Nebraska, which was the first time we'd worked together, and then we worked together at Arizona State. And we've been longtime friends, and when he was being considered for some of these jobs, he asked me, I was kind of semi-retired this last year, if I would consider coming out of retirement and joining him. And again, I really wasn't looking for a job. My wife had a very good teaching position at Arizona State. And I told Coach, I said, you'd be the only person I would do this for. And I mean that very sincerely, because the kind of person he is, we have the same philosophy towards things, the way he treats people, the way he cares about our football players and the community, and his importance, how important it is for him. I know that our kids get a degree, but they're actually educated. And, you know, it's not about, you know, we want to win games, and that's certainly important to us, and we plan on doing that. But this is really important to him that these guys grow as men while they're here under his direction. And so he came, and, you know, I think what he really needed, you know, we got a really young coaching staff, and I think that they wanted somebody that had some senior leadership that had been at some Power 5 schools and to come and help. And again, him and I have a similar philosophy, and so it was easy to do. And my wife and I were really excited about being in the community. We had heard so many good things about Fort Collins and about Colorado State, and everything that's been told to us has been true. And we love the community, the people here. You know, I think what Joe Parker has done, he's put together a great staff that people really care, and they've made us all really feel at home.
We're talking to Tim Cassidy, Senior Associate Athletic Director, Chief of Staff for Colorado State Football. And, you know, I could just tell you from my side of it and what I've been hearing, folks are so happy about this staff, about you guys all being here as a part of it. And, you know, I know it's a small thing, but on Twitter, I see so many of the coaches. I message Coach Mummy all the time, too. I love his tweets. He just gets me fired up. I just want to do like 100 push-ups every time I see a tweet. I do about 5 of them, but I want to do 100 when I see the tweets. I mean, it just pumps me up.
Well, these guys are really neat. Again, you know, I'm the old man of the staff, and it's fun because these guys are coming from Nevada, a number of them, guys from North Dakota State, guys from Tarleton State, guys from Montana State. We had a couple coaches that were high school coaches last year. And, you know, they're really excited. They're very, very passionate, and they absolutely love everything about Colorado State. You don't have guys that are coming in here from – you know, necessarily Power 5 schools, you know, hey, this isn't what it's like at the school, blah, blah, blah. No, they walk in here and they walk in our football facility, which I'm looking out over the field right now, and it's like, this is really nice. You know, there's no reason we shouldn't be competitive when it comes to recruiting when you have the coaching staff that we have and what they've done on the field. But also when you look at the facilities we have, I mean, we should be as competitive with anybody in our recruiting circle.
Yeah, no question about it. And I know fans would agree 100%. And Tim, in a few moments, we're going to get to the Women's Football Clinic coming up on August 13th at Canvas Stadium. I know when we first met, you said, hey, we want to get on. We want to talk about this. It's so important. It's so important for us to get this out there and get that news out there, too. So we'll get to that in just a moment with you, Tim. What do you think of you just said it, Texas A&M, Nebraska. I mean, you have been around some amazing football programs, some amazing football areas. You see all these changes going on with the conference realignment. I mean, I get confused a lot, Tim. And I tell you, I get confused just looking at all this realignment every single day, waiting for another thing to happen. How do you kind of view that, you know, knowing you're in the Mountain West, and that certainly, I think it's going to impact pretty much anybody that's in the FBS. How do you take all this stuff in?
Well, one, I don't think it's done. And two, I think Colorado State is in a great position. Just where we're at, I think, from our location, you know, how the support we have from the university, I think that when things get moving, you know, Colorado State will be in a good position. And certainly we're proud to be a part of the Mountain West Conference. But I think there's going to be a lot of changes going on. And, you know, some of them I think are a little crazy. I came from the Pac-12 and thought that UCLA and USC would be going to the Big Ten, and thought that Rutgers is going to be flying to L.A. for a tennis match. It's kind of hard to believe. But then on the other side of the coin, you know, I look from a business standpoint, you know, whatever the payout, their TV money is going to be, you know, being a membership of that is pretty big. You know, that helps a lot in your program if you're bringing in X amount of dollars from the TV contracts. So I get it. I'm sure, like I said, I think there's going to be changes. I think we're in a really good position because of the direction we have here at the university.
I mean, it couldn't have come at a better time, you know, when we're talking about this. And I keep using the phrase, put your best foot forward. And it sure seems like CSU football is ready to do that. And Tim, I mean, I don't have to tell you, you guys know the history of what was going on the last few years. And I won't have you get into too much of that.
Yep.
But bottom line is, fans just view this change with what you're doing, with what Coach Norvell's doing, this entire staff, bringing in these players, ringing the bell. There's 8,000 wide receivers for you guys. I'm just going to say it. There's a lot of wide receiver is going to be playing for CSU. It is just, you can feel it. And doing a radio show that talks a lot about CSU has not been the case for several years now around this football program. And so that's got to be kind of cool for you guys coming in, knowing you're here to recharge this thing.
Well, you know, and our recruiting staff has done a phenomenal job. I mean, we have a really bright young group of guys working on recruiting. We've got unbelievable coaches, and this summer, you know, this is as far ahead as I've ever seen a football team that I've been associated with having, you know, verbal commitments. Now, it's certainly not over by any means, but what we're doing offensively, and I'll tell you what Coach Banks is going to do defensively, makes it a very attractive place. And, you know, we don't necessarily have to be at a Power 5 school to attract quality players. These guys have done a great job over the years. Obviously, I followed Coach Norvell because we've been close, and the job they've done of evaluating potential prospects. You know, I'm not a big guy. I'm 5-star, 4-star, 3-star. I could really care less. You know, my thing is how productive they are. I think when you evaluate a recruiting class, you got to do it about 4 or 5 years down the road and see what kind of production those guys. You know, how many of these guys graduated? How many of these guys had a chance to play in the NFL? How many championships have you won? And I think that's how you really can evaluate a recruiting class. But what I've seen right now to this point, I mean, we're an attractive place, not just because of our facilities, but what we do offensively and what we do defensively has made CSU a very popular place. And we've really, at this point, again, these guys are only verbal commitments at this point, but we're way ahead of the road when it comes to that.
I love seeing that bell on Twitter, too. You see that bell going. You know something good's happening for Colorado State.
Yeah, I promise you. You can probably hear it in Greeley when they ring that bell. It's right outside my office, and Ricky Santos had to go through great efforts to get that bell. And for every time we ring it, I'm figuring out how much that costs us per bell. it's pretty good, though. It's fun. It's, you know, again, it's something Coach wants to do. And, you know, if you watch the way we play offensively and defensively, it's fun. So, I mean, if you're a fan and you're coming to the game, and as some of the fans were here last year when Coach came in here at Nevada, and you can see that they're going to be productive. And so if you want that kind of excitement, plus the schedule sets up this year, unbelievable. I haven't seen, you know, again, coming from the Pac-12 the last 10 years, I mean, we hardly ever played before 7 o'clock at night. And, you know, I get it, you know, with fans, you know, if you're driving up from Denver or even if you're driving from Greeley, if you're coming over here for an 8 o'clock game, this, you know, it's not that attractive. And I think what's going to happen this year, we don't play a game at home
The latest we play, I think, is one or two games at 5 o'clock, and you got 2 o'clock in the afternoon a couple times. You got 1:30. So, you know, for me, I'm hoping that our fans and supporters will show up because I think they're going to see a great product on the football field.
I think I was telling you at Weldworks, Tim, I've never had so much fun at spring practice. I mean, just seeing the ball in the air, that's what I absolutely love. And I know we're going to be talking to Clay Millen on a weekly basis here. These wide receivers are so much fun to talk about. I cannot wait. I love what you guys are putting together. I'm going to be at practice bright and early. I love that, by the way, bright and early on Friday. It allows me time to get back to Greeley for the show. So cannot wait for practice on Friday to look at you guys on the field as we get closer and closer to that Michigan game. And again, Tim, talking about the off-the-field stuff and everything going on surrounding, you know, we always bigger than football. You know, the Women's Football Clinic coming up on August 13th at Canvas Stadium. I wanted you to be on today, too, to talk to us a little bit about that. Of course, Kim Norvell, Jay Norvell's wonderful human of a wife, is going to be hosting this thing. So talk to us a little bit about that and help educate our listeners a bit.
Yeah, before I get into that, I do want to say one thing. I think that you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you see our team. For the last 8 weeks, Jordan Simmons, who's like our associate head coach and our head strength and conditioning coach, probably one of the brightest young strength and conditioning coaches in the country. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job all summer of preparing these guys. So there's going to be some guys that are walking on the field in August 5th when you're out here practicing. You can say, whoa, where'd this guy come from?
We'll recognize him, right?
Yeah, I said, who is this guy?
I love it.
Some guys that have either trimmed themselves up or some of these young guys that have actually rearranged their body. And something I need to do as well. But this is something
me too,
that
man.
These guys, I mean, it's amazing. And then the conditioning these guys have done and put themselves in a position physically, they're going to look great. Now, talk about the ladies' clinic. It's probably one of my favorite things that we do in college football. And Coach Norvell and I have been doing this since him and I were at Nebraska together. Mm. And we did it at Texas A&M. We did it at Arizona State. And, of course, they did it at Nevada. And I think it's one of the unique women's clinics in the country because we've committed time from our football players to participate. Now, I'm not talking that we're going to have tackling drills with the ladies or anything like that, but they'll be involved in the clinic, and they'll be actually coaching the ladies up on the field as well as our coaches. We'll have some clinics with the coaches offensively and defensively and special teams. We'll have a live auction. We have a silent auction, and we have some unbelievable things, the auction items are amazing. And I think you come to the event, you'll really enjoy it. And it's something that the benefits are going to go to Ram Strength, and it's going to go to help cancer patients in our community, and which includes Greeley, that we can take care of people, again, with the Ram Strength, which is through the Coach Lubick's background. And then the other portion of the revenue from it is going to go for nutrition for our football team. And it's something that's really meaningful to everybody in our staff and our program that we're able to feed these guys the way we should feed these guys. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. You can register online. You can go to Riser, or you can go to our webpage, and it talks a little bit more about it. It's $75 for non-CSU employees or students. And again, you'll get a great swag bag. We're really fortunate. Canvas is one of our key sponsors, as well as UC Health and a number of other people. So it'll be a really great evening. We'll have a social and we'll have some snacks and stuff. So it starts at 3:30 on August the 13th. We'd like everybody to register in advance. And I think it'll be a fun evening. Again, when I see those people, we'll recognize all the women that have survived cancer. And we'll give those ladies a pink shirt, and it's probably one of the most moving parts of the night. And it's awesome. I think it helps the community. It's going to help our football team, and I hope everybody will come out because it's a great chance to meet our players and our coaches face-to-face.
Yeah, and an amazing cause, as you said. And I'm reading down, Tim, I'm reading down the silent live auction list here. Football game day experience with Joe and Jen Parker in the 80s suite. New Belgium Brewing Cruiser. Cooking class with Coach and Kim Norvell at Ginger and Baker. So that just leads me, Kim and Coach, I mean, we got some good cooks on staff there. Is that the deal?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully as they get done, and we're very fortunate, Ginger and Jack have made that contribution. That's pretty cool. You know, there's a couple different really cool items. One of the items we're going to live auction off is to spend the weekend with the team at a home game where you'll actually go down to the Ram
Walk. That's cool.
On Friday. You go to the team hotel with the team. You go to the movie with the team. You go to all their meetings. You have to go to all their meals. You ride the team bus over to the stadium. You have Ram Walk. So, and the other one we have is a trip to Washington State for two.
Wow.
Which I've been to Pullman a number of times. And if you're a CSU fan and you really want to see the game, it's very difficult to get to Pullman. But to fly on the team charter with the team, go to all their meals, go to all their meetings, is really a unique situation. So, I mean, I tell you, our live auction item, and we've had some great ladies on our committee, Jen Parker, and obviously Kim Norvell, and a number of other people in our community have really stepped up to help us and really get out and beat the bushes to get us some great a live auction and some silent auction items.
Yeah, you guys, I don't think not any of you over there know what a day off is. You guys have just hit the ground running once it was announced who this staff was. Kim Norvell, of course, I loved, you know, of course, when Coach was introduced to the community talking about Kim, and I think everybody was all in at that point. And so it has been so much to follow early on. Like I said, I'm going to be out there Friday, bright and early. No wind sprints for me, though, Tim. I don't think, not yet anyway. Let me ease into it. I'll ease into it.
We appreciate it. And again, I hope that people will come out. There's a number of things that we'd like to do. And this is one of them, the ladies' clinic and the youth experience in the springtime, which is, I think, will double in size next year, which is awesome. And the grit run where the proceeds go to cystic fibrosis. So I think there's some good things. The leadership I think we have with Joe and particularly also, you know, Coach Norvell, because he really truly believes in what we're doing. And I think we can make an impact in our community.
I think you absolutely can. I think you're already there, my friend. Tim, appreciate you so much. Again, folks, write that down. Saturday, August 13th at Canvas Stadium. More information, just check it out at CSU's website as well. Tim, my friend, appreciate you. And, hey, anytime you want to pop on and talk football recruiting, I would love to just listen to you, my friend. So I'm looking forward to building on that.
Well, you know, the other thing on the 13th, we're actually having that day also, we're having Fan Fest, which will go from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So a great opportunity to come get your picture with the players, get their autographs. And I think they're going to have some of the other fall sports are going to be there as well. So I'll get back on. We'll talk more. Maybe after the ladies' clinic, we'll get a little recap and see what you think of what you hear.
Let's do it, my friend. Anytime, you just let me know. Tim, appreciate you so much, and looking forward to being out there later this week for practice.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on. Go Rams.
All right, my man. There he is, Tim Cassidy, Senior Associate Athletic Director, Chief of Staff for Football at Colorado State. This is awesome. Again, we've been talking about getting him on for a while to talk about this, but the Women's Football Clinic, August 13th at Canvas Stadium. There's a live auction there. Proceeds go to Ram Strength and CSU Football Nutrition. The clinic is hosted by Kim Norvell. My goodness, if you haven't heard her story, you absolutely need to. It's going to be on Saturday, August 13th. The Canvas proceeds for the event will benefit two great causes, Ram Strength, the Lubick Foundation's nonprofit, as well as nutrition for Colorado State football student athletes. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll take a quick break here. It's not going to do it for us completely. I want to get back to some Broncos camp, and we'll wrap up some closing thoughts on the whole Deshaun Watson thing as well. Right now, we need to get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Just 45 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Do want to thank No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. You're getting set for football season. We're knee-deep in training camp. We got a Hall of Fame game coming up on Thursday. Yeah, it's getting you in the mode. Stop by No Limit. Grab those rookie cards. Get the man cave decked out. They have amazing sports memorabilia there at No Limit Collectibles. Again, buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. They are now in Greeley, West Greeley, right by our good friends Cables. So, man, get the 2-for-1. Just stop by Cables, grab something delicious to eat, maybe all-you-can-eat spaghetti, and then pop on over to No Limit Collectibles and see what they have in store. 46 minutes after the hour. Just kind of recapping this Deshaun Watson thing and this situation has been, I just think there's no other way to slice this other than disappointing today. You know, I don't know what I expected to see the NFL do in these findings, but I just, again, we always get to these suspensions and we scratch our head and we go, really? Does that make sense? I mean, does this make sense going forward that Roger Goodell continues in the NFL, continue to be the judge, jury, and executioner? I think something has to change there because they're not winning anything here. I mean, this is for you. This is not for just my perception. This is for the National Football League. They need to seriously consider changing up how they do this suspension thing, where again, if the courts don't find anything or if there's charges not going to be imposed and essentially that person is allowed to walk freely with no kind of consequence or what have you, they're scot-free, that I do believe the NFL should try to wash their hands of it, because when they make a suspension like they did today, it makes it look as though we know you're guilty, but only six games worth. We know you're guilty, but what you did allegedly to those women is only going to get you six games. And, you know, I'm hearing now, yeah, they only went through five of the cases or what have you. Still, whether it was one or 24, the act is the act. 24 just gets to the point where it's just unbelievable. But it was a rough day for the NFL and otherwise an exciting time in the National Football League as we are deep into training camps. We got a Hall of Fame game coming up this week. It's a big time for the National Football League. And I love the NFL. I do. But I've said this from day one. The suspension inconsistencies has done nothing but set the NFL up for failure. They need to change how they do this. They need to not be the ones to make those decisions unless it's within their game, gambling on their games, deflating a football in their games, taking steroids to make you better, therefore cheating in your games. Those are the things I think the NFL should control. And if a player gets in trouble and is in legal trouble, then I think the NFL has to step in as well. But the tough part is when you get Deshaun Watson, who is not actually going to be serving any time or anything like that, then the NFL steps in and says, six games, that's what it's worth. Calvin Ridley, a year for gambling. Deshaun Watson, six games for allegedly doing what you did. We believe you did it, but it's just six games. 1:49 the time. We're going to jump out real quick. I'll pop on and give you my closing thoughts for the day. Thanks to Brian Howell for joining us. Great insight there on the Pac-12 and CU. Tim Cassidy with Colorado State Football. Wonderful guy. I could listen to that guy tell recruiting stories all day long. But we'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just about done here. Very first installment of the three-hour format here for the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Thank you guys for rolling with us as always. And again, good morning, NoCo. 6 to 10 o'clock in the morning now. Clark and the coach, 10 to 11. And then we're rolling with you until 2. We got you covered live and local. And then we have games for you in the evenings, whether it's the Rockies, NFL's Westwood One's coverage of the NFL, NCAA, preps, UNC Bears. We're going to have it for you. So there's no reason to go away. If you miss any of our podcasts, anything you might have missed from the morning to the afternoon, You're going to find him at 1310kfka.com. Before we get to what's on tonight, Bill Russell, and I want to talk about this more tomorrow. Bill Russell, of course, transformed pro basketball, died yesterday at the age of 88. Hall of Famer who led the Celtics to 11 championships. He was the single most devastating force in the history of the game. What most people say about Bill Russell, and continued to be such a big mover and shaker in all things basketball. One of the great, there's a GOAT right there for you. One of the greatest of all time. Can you fathom that? 11 championships. I mean, this day and age, we talk about 7 and 5 and 6. Like, those are amazing, breathtaking. 11 championships. Bill Russell, fantastic. Fantastic representative of all things basketball. Tonight, we got Rockies Padres in action for you on KFKA. Game starts at 7:40. Senzatella going to the mound. Let's see if the Rocks can steal one from the Padres, who seem like they're making the moves to make the next step this year. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado. Just 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, third and final hour here on a Monday afternoon, this first day of August. And Jade rolls his eyes at me, but I said it. When Broncos camp starts, summer is over. When August hits, summer is officially over. It's football season now. It's time to get ready. Sorry, Jade, your Rocks couldn't deliver. Are they making moves? What do you think? They making moves. They signed Daniel Bard to a 2-year extension. Sounds like he's going to be a Rocky then. They're not going to sign and trade him, right? I mean, they doing anything crazy?
No, I think they're going to stay put.
Hmm. Bad move, good move.
It's not going to help or hurt them.
I mean, do they have a piece on this roster that's going to yield them an important piece that they need elsewhere? Do they have a piece on this roster that's going to give them a better starting pitcher?
Not unless you deal away C.J. Cron or Chris Bryant, but you need
bats. And then you lose all your bats, right? So I don't see the Rockies being big buyers or sellers. Just kind of standing pat, sticking around.
It sounds like the GMs of the Nats and the Cards are still talking, so potentially Soto might be a Cardinal.
Hmm. How about that?
And the Padres are making some pretty big moves, too. They acquired Josh Hader today.
That's a significant move. And like you said, the Padres now, that's the move. Like, that's them saying, we are going to make a push for this thing, right?
Oh, for sure. They just re-signed their ace, too. I mean, Joe Musgrove has been dealing this year, and they just signed him to a 5-year deal.
I mean, and so the Padres, where it sits right now, they're they got the second wild card spot. But that kind of move, what are they, 11 games? They're 12 games behind the Dodgers. I don't know if that's attainable, but they want to secure that wild card spot. They want to get in. I mean, you can't compare yourself to the Dodgers. You just got to get in. If you're a good enough team like the Padres making that kind of a move, you might be able to make some damage in the postseason.
Oh, for sure. And the fact that they're doing this all without their best player is pretty remarkable.
So what are you telling me then? Don't get my hopes up for this Padres series coming up starting tonight for the Rocks?
I would not want to face Hader. If I was in the box, I think I'd probably just walk to the dugout.
It's over then, huh? Just done.
The Rockies goose are is cooked, officially, man. It's the nail in the coffin.
They're 46-57. The schedule doesn't really look like it's going to get any easier for them. I mean, they had to do the unthinkable because of how they set themselves up, was win another series against the Dodgers. And at some point, you know the Dodgers are going to have enough. And they're saying, enough of this. You're not better than us. That was it was fake, all that stuff. We're not losing. And they make a huge statement on Thursday, winning 13-0. And then they win 5-4. You know, Freeland's coming around to be a pretty damn good pitcher, isn't he? And that's unfortunate because we might be seeing the best of Freeland this year, and it's not going to matter.
Well, and I think that this Dodgers series was actually a really good sign for the Rockies because they were, apart from the first game, they were actually
extremely
really
competitive the whole way through. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, 7-3 yesterday, but still better than 13-0. They were competitive.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday they were one inning away. They were one inning away from being right in that game. And I think that's a good sign. If you can hang with the best team in baseball and you're just missing a couple pieces, I mean, that's
so when you
good.
Say good sign, I mean, good sign for like next year. You think that this team, a piece here or there, maybe get another person to add to that starting rotation, and maybe you're not so god-awful next season?
I say another bat and an arm is all you need.
Just two pieces. Two guys.
Uh-huh. And you have some really good prospects that might be ready by next year.
Man. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. You're usually kind of negative on the Rocks. I know you're a Rockies fan, but you speak the truth, I feel. So for you to say that, I think you're seeing something that leads you to believe with this current group that they're not that far away from at least messing with the wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, this team, in all reality, this year, it's new blood. It's fresh blood in the system.
And it's not like it's not like the record is laughable, is it? I mean, I know, 11 games under 500? I mean, it's bad, but
that's
most
bad.
People thought it was going to be really bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're still in question to get 70 wins. I don't know that it will happen. I'm certainly optimistic about it, but I mean, 11 games under, that's a big morale tank.
Yeah, at least they're not on the worst tier, though. Like, they're not Tigers or the Royals or the Oakland A's at this point. I mean, they're not one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, and we thought that the worst team in baseball was going to be the Orioles, and they're doing amazing.
Yeah, it's sitting at, 500 right now?
Yep.
Which is crazy for them. There's an old joke. It's like, a farmer says to his son that you're not the dumbest person in the world, but if that person dies, you should be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. That's the Rockies. You're not the worst team in baseball, but if a few of these teams fall off the face of the earth, yeah, you'll be there. Now, I mean, again, a lot of people thought this team was going to be just like it was going to be really, really bad. 46 wins? It's not good. But there's still very much reality that they could win 72 games, is what I said at the beginning of the season. So that's what I thought. You'd see an improved team not ready for the playoffs yet. That's where they are right now. That's what we're dealing with this Rockies team. Kyle Freeland, shout out to him. He's our Whole Show Player of the Week presented by Zvi Brewing. Go to thewholeshow.com. You can check out my list. We took a month off in July because, you know, we didn't want to just throw it at Rockies players that may or may not get in there. This is going to be fun now, though. Because once we get into football season, it could be a Bronco, could be a CSU Ram, could be a UNC Bear, could be a Buff, could be a Wyoming Cowboy, which is going to just make everybody thrilled from Fort Collins. Then you get into basketball, could be a Nugget mixed in, could be an Avs player mixed in. I mean, you have college basketball. Cannot wait for this. Zvi Brewing hooking it up, man. They've been a longtime sponsor off and on over the years with me. Great brewery in Fort Collins. Love what they're doing. So, jump on. We got Weldworks here in Greeley. We got Zvi in Fort Collins. Our network has you covered throughout the area as far as some of our great sponsors that we love and we approve of, that we've been to. And Jaden's been to Zvi. He's too young for that. Someday we'll go. A few years, buddy. Share a beer with you. But that's Zvi Brewing and Weldworks. We love both of those guys. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to Tim Cassidy. He's the Senior Associate AD, Chief of Staff for Colorado State Football. And from my understanding, it's kind of a unique position of what his title is and working with football. Great guy. I had a chance to talk with him at Weldworks a few months back. And obviously, he's going to come on to talk to us about the Women's Football Clinic on August 13th in just a moment. That's going to be at Canvas Stadium, so I'm looking forward to that conversation, but I kind of want to get, you know, what his role is with this team, what the outlook from his vantage point looks like overall. So I think that's going to be a fun conversation. 14 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, live from the Allo Communications Studios, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.